Researchers from the State Department of Public Instruction and UW-Madison are teaming up to take on Wisconsin's achievement gap, with the state among the worst in the nation in many measures of disparities between white and black students.
The state received a federal grant for more than $5 million to research what works and what doesn't work for helping students achieve across all racial and economic backgrounds.
Joining us now to talk more about the collaboration is Jared Knowles, research analyst for the policy and budget team of the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. Jared, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us, Eric Grodzki, Associate Professor of Sociology and Educational Policy Studies. He's the lead researcher for the Wisconsin Center for Education Research. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, let's start looking at this grant. Jared, can you tell us what kind of research and work this grant is going to help the state do?
Yeah, the idea of this grant is to build on some work that the state superintendent was leading to look for school districts in Wisconsin that are showing success closing the achievement gap. And so we did an initial analysis and some initial work, and then we thought, when this grant opportunity came up, to write an application to sort of extend this to find where schools are closing the achievement gap. There's a lot of school districts that are making progress, and to figure out what they're doing, and then work with researchers to help us make sure we did that correctly, and to make sure that we can scale that up and see what's working.
So, Eric, how do you start a process like that, finding the schools? I guess we already know some of the schools that are having success in the numbers anyway. How do you start trying to figure out what the magic is at those schools that might be working?
So Jared and DPI got us started down this path, thankfully. So we'll build, as Jared said, on what they've done. We're going to look at the data that Wisconsin's collected over the years and use those data to figure out what schools seem to be especially effective in reducing disparities in achievement between African-American, Latino, and white kids, and also by income. Once we have that analysis done, we're actually going to go out to some of these schools and look at schools that are more typical and schools that seem to excel in reducing those gaps. And from that, we're going to try to develop a statewide survey to figure out how widespread promising practices are.
And how to point a finger at a particular practice that's making a difference. I mean, there's so many variables. You might be looking at the background of the students, the income levels, things like that, that a school might not have control over. How do you isolate out something that a school, and I know you're just starting to do this now, but what are you looking for? What kind of things might you be able to isolate out that you could then ports to other school districts?
So the way we're going to choose the schools to look at more carefully is matching them on some of those characteristics.
Okay.
And so we fully expect that some schools that serve large numbers of economically disadvantaged kids will be doing quite well by those kids, and others will be doing worse. And so it's a good point. I think the key is to find similar schools that are having very different experiences.
Let's dig a little more into the problem that we're trying to solve here, Jared. Tell us a little more about the achievement gaps, where we are in Wisconsin right now.
I think State Superintendent Tony Evers has really put a fine point on it. He has described the Wisconsin achievement gap as extraordinarily horrible. I think that says it all. We lead the nation in the achievement gap for black and white students, in standardized test scores, in graduation. We suspend black students at the highest rate relative to white students. So our Hispanic students do a slightly better, but not enough better. And so we have been very good. The state superintendent's been very good about saying equity is the biggest issue facing the state right now, and we're not going to hide from the numbers.
And the idea behind this particular research is, let's not just try anything. Let's try to find something that has proven to be effective, at least in some of our schools.
Yeah, I think earlier you got to the point that the idea is not that one practice is all we need to apply across the state. What we need to do is to build a system in which we can identify the practices that target specific problems. So in one school, it may be that their low-income students have trouble getting to school on time, and so they have an attendance problem. In another school, maybe that they have justice issues and they're suspending too many minority students. You don't have the same solution to those problems. So we need this grant to build a system for which we can match schools' diagnosed problems up with solutions that have a research base behind them.
And then obviously the hope would then be to take these, figure out a way to put them into practice at comparable schools. So this is a long research project. In a way, that's step one.
Yeah, and in a way, the department has sort of been building toward this for the last several years, because we've been trying to build a platform for schools to collaborate around these kinds of issues. So it's a place where teachers can look up resources that apply to the problems that they see in their classroom. Principals can find solutions for problems that apply in their school. The idea is to use the great resources of the University of Wisconsin and this partnership between DPI and UW to put practices in there that have a research base behind them and that educators will believe in because they've been used in Wisconsin. And I think that idea that having a common place to put that now allows us to realize the vision of the Wisconsin idea of bringing the university to each of the schools in the state of Wisconsin.
And this sounds like it'll be useful in 4 years or so. Are there also efforts going on now, maybe without that research foundation, to try to tackle the problem for the kids who are in the schools now?
Yes, right now schools can look up what's called Promoting Excellence for All, which is the state superintendent's initial project on this that we used as the foundation for the grant. And in there, the state superintendent collected practices that were being used in the schools that we identified as closing the achievement gap and that educators identified as what they thought seemed to be working. And so right now we've been doing a lot of work around that at DPI, and there's sort of four broad areas of things that schools can consider to do. And that's sort of the foundation we're going to use to jump off from and hopefully expand upon as we move forward with the research with UW.
We're talking about Wisconsin's achievement gap and a new effort to help close that gap between white students and minority students, particularly African-American students in schools around the state. We have Jared Knowles with us in the studio. You just heard his voice there. He's with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. Also here, Eric Grodzki. He's with the Wisconsin Center for Education Research. Well, this is a big project, Eric, 4 years, right, as I understand it?
Yep.
How do you start to operationalize this? How do you start to get on the ground in doing this research from what we know from DPI so far?
Yeah, and we're eager to do that. I think the point I want to come back to, Jared highlighted, is Wisconsin has some wins in this area. As bad as the numbers are, there are schools that are doing things that are effective for educating all our kids. And so the starting point is using the data we have, as I said, to try to figure out which schools those are. You know, there's also a lot of research out there that we can draw on. This is part of the strength of the university, both the Wisconsin Center for Education Research and the Institute for Research on Poverty, who's also partnering on this grant. So we've got a strong knowledge base on which we can draw. I think putting our resources together with DPIs, we'll be able to make pretty good progress on this.
Have you done anything like this at your center, Eric, working with the state on a big statewide project like this?
So the center's got about 50 years of history, and I have about 3 years there.
Okay.
So I'm sure there have been other substantial partnerships with the state. This one, I think, is different right now in that it's really a partnership where we're bringing complementary resources to bear on achievement disparities. So it's an issue that a lot of people are concerned about. It's an issue that the university and the department have invested in, and I think it's a relationship that will probably benefit kids to come for several years.
And Erica, forgive me for getting a bit wonky here, but I'm trying to picture what this research looks like. I mean, are we handing out surveys to all the first graders for 4 years, or what do researchers, and I assume there are multiple answers to this, but what are you going to be doing in the actual schools?
Yeah, so the hope is that once we identify these schools, we'll go out, we'll have some focus groups with students, we'll talk with teachers, we'll have some discussions with administrators to try to understand what makes the school tick, what challenges they confront, how they overcome those challenges. And then ultimately we do want to survey practitioners in the state to see if, for example, the practices that are identified in the Excellence for All report are widespread and effective across the state, or if they just reflect circumstances in the particular schools that DPI was able to talk to.
And Jared, I want to bring you back. And now you mentioned the Excellence Project that's already trying to tackle some of these problems and will probably be informed by this research. You mentioned some of the four different main areas you're trying to cover there. Can you just give us a broad strokes what you're focusing on?
Yeah, what the task force of teachers and principals that the state superintendent and superintendent of Mequon-Thiensville Public Schools, Damon Means, assembled, what they identified was effective instruction, and there's strategies that allow teachers to, or tell teachers what sort of effective instruction might look like, student-teacher relationships, family and community engagement, and school and instructional leadership. And if you look at the DPI's website, we have a e-course that we're putting out that schools can use and work through with their staff to go through the specific strategies in those areas.
And are you hoping, especially with that training element, that sounds like where this research could really make a lot of difference and inform what you're doing already?
Yeah, the idea is both to increase the number of high-level things, I think, that are there, so we have more than four, and to make sure that we've identified the correct strategies in each of those categories and that we can point to actual rigorous research that supports them that's been done in the state of Wisconsin. Because the sort of in our backyard thing is very important for educators to have that external validity to say, yeah, it might have worked in Chicago public schools, but we're not Chicago. And so we can say, but it works in Wisconsin and you are Wisconsin.
if I can speak for a more skeptical or cynical listeners for a moment, people might be thinking, okay, we've got a problem, and here's government agencies doing some research, and they're going to come out with a report. How do you make sure you keep the eye on the ball here and make sure that you take something, learn from it, and put it into practice?
It's a great point. I think we're doing a lot more than a report, and that's a really big component of the grant. DPI has had about $22 million invested in its data systems to communicate with schools and to collect information on schools and report it to the public and to the schools. That platform is sort of the foundation that we can now use to disseminate the findings from the research directly to educators. So not a report that we put out and have a press release in Monona Terrace and everyone walks away feeling good, but really it will show up when teachers are looking at how their students are doing. The idea is that the research practices will be right there and they'll say, hey, it looks like you're having attendance challenges. These are research-based practices that we know work.
And Eric?
Yeah, and another piece of this grant actually funds the Wisconsin Education Research Network from the Wisconsin Center for Education Research. And that's a group whose primary business is to get together with people in the field, with educators, put them together with researchers, and really do the translational work on both ends so that researchers can hear more about what people in the field are seeing and experiencing, but also so that the folks who are doing the educating out there can learn more about what people in the research side are finding.
Now, you mentioned a strong research base out there in the state. I imagine people around the country are working on these issues. As you start to go toward this project, are you looking for what people around the country have done, just for some baseline research for things to look for?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's some of the work that we've done at the Wisconsin Center for Education Research is sort of reviewing what other folks have tried, what's been effective, what's been ineffective. One of the things I'm really struck with is the importance of relationships across agencies. And so one of the things that we'll be looking at the schools is the extent to which they partner with neighborhood or community organizations, the extent to which social services are engaged. Some of this is coming to a head in Milwaukee and in Madison in the form of community schools. And so that's another thing that we'll be thinking about.
And Eric, Jared mentioned that, in effect, this is priority one for education. If we had to pick one problem to solve, this is probably it. Do you see it that way, too, the racial disparities in achievement?
Yes, racial disparities and economic disparities both. I think those inequalities are real drivers of what's going to happen, not just to our kids now, but, of course, to their kids down the road. And so I think if we really want to maximize what we can from this country in terms of the talents of people and their productivity, we really need to address this.
Well, Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Jared, thanks to you as well.
Thank you very much.
We're talking to Jared Knowles from the state DPI, Eric Grodzki from UW-Madison, the Wisconsin Center for Education Research. They are involved in a big new project trying to figure out ways to solve racial disparities in achievement in Wisconsin schools.